Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome to Real Talk, ladies and gentlemen, with mayoral candidate Pastor Henry Anderson in Atlanta, Georgia. Ladies and gentlemen, running for the mayor's office in Atlanta, Georgia. This is Kevin Vaughn with you today, getting ready to get started. Pastor Henry Anderson will be up shortly, ladies and gentlemen. We're so glad that you're joining us or listening to this later on the broadcast. Hey, first of all, I wanted to give you the number, 347. Hey, you can call in right now and listen to our wonderful interview and time with Pastor Henry Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, mayoral candidate for the city of Atlanta's mayor's race, mayor's office. I love it. So we're thanking God for an opportunity to be here with you today. That call-in number is 347-843-4559. The call-in number is 347-843-4559. Ladies and gentlemen, just excited about you being with us. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, also, too, we're going to be talking to Pastor Henry Anderson about this great state and great city of Atlanta, Georgia, ladies and gentlemen. For those who are listening around the globe, we'll be talking about health initiatives for the city. How do we keep our city safe, as you probably know today? We're going to be talking about jobs, employment, business, career planning, housing. We're going to be talking about health care, of course, from the hospital standpoint, and nursing homes and all that great area that we take care of our people at and with. And of course, we got to talk about our schools, right? So we're going to be asking Pastor Henry Anderson how he's planning to make sure we have all these great areas covered in the great city of Atlanta, Georgia. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the MLT Radio Network Real Talk with mayoral candidate Pastor Henry Anderson coming up shortly here, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you so much for your time. So ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to read a little bit about his bio, and he'll be offering anything else he would like to say as well. But let's talk about that, ladies and gentlemen. Henry Anderson is a kingdom politician. Y'all hear that? Kingdom politician. I love that. Now, let me make sure we get this right. The kingdom of God. Make sure you understand there's several kingdoms. There's only one kingdom of God, ladies and gentlemen. He's from Bronx, New York, ladies and gentlemen, and he has lived in Georgia, in the state of Georgia, ladies and gentlemen, for over 30 years. He has a degree in education, psychology, and sociology from the New Rochelle College. Amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. Teaching is his passion, ladies and gentlemen, and he's loved his job as a teacher and taught 6th, 7th, and 8th grade at Usher Middle School, Harper Archer, and Westlake Public Schools in Atlanta. He's also taught at Coweta Alternative School. He instructed his students that he was not teaching them to go out and work for a business, but to start their own business. I love it, ladies and gentlemen. That's my kind of leader right there, ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Henry Anderson, teaching our young people how to learn and earn through their own business model. I love that. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Henry Anderson, he ran for Senate, received 17% of the votes, and the Teachers Union in late 1990s, ladies and gentlemen. He also orchestrated a teacher strike and exposed cheating in the Atlanta public school system in the late 1990s. He is a retired substance abuse counselor, teacher, and mental health worker. Amen. He is a member of the Evangelistic Fishers of Men, prayer counselor, and intercessory prayer at New Birth Church. Now is taking God is now taking him in a new direction, ladies and gentlemen. He is running for mayor of the city of Atlanta in Atlanta, Georgia, for those around the world, and excited to bring God's kingdom to the Atlanta, Georgia area. I am so excited for Pastor Henry Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, on our MLT Global Network, ladies and gentlemen, talking about his mayoral candidate race in the city of Atlanta in the great state of Georgia, ladies and gentlemen. So if you would, ladies and gentlemen, as we open up his mic, put your hands together for Pastor Henry Anderson. Hey, Pastor, welcome, sir. Welcome, welcome. How are you today, sir? God bless you. We thank God for you. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. So Pastor Henderson, Pastor Anderson, excuse me, we're excited about you being here with us. Can you hear us okay? We good to go?
Yes, sir. I'm excited about being here.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for being with us. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Pastor Henry Anderson. Let's give him another round of applause as he comes up. Yeah. Well, Pastor Anderson, how's your day going?
Excellent, excellent. I'm well. I'm just excited about being here. I'm excited about this show.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for joining us today, Pastor Henry Anderson. We're excited about you being with us. We're praying for you, praying for your family, and we're just excited about you have the calling from God. I love that. When you hear that, a person, a man, a woman, heard from God, and they want to execute what he has told them to do, that's pretty cool. So Pastor Henry Anderson, if you have any opening statements, I want to give you some time to just talk to people if you like, so before we get into some questions.
Well, I just want to open by saying that to have a calling from God is the best thing that you can have.
You got that right, sir.
God has a plan for his creation. So everybody has a part in that plan.
Yes.
But not everybody knows what their part is. So I thank God for allowing me to know what my part is for right now, which is to be the mayor of Atlanta, to usher in his kingdom, his great kingdom. You know, I used to go down into the old Ebenezer and go to the floor where King's mother was killed.
Yes, sir.
King's mother was killed playing the Lord's Prayer.
Yes,
in
sir.
Ebenezer Baptist Church. And when I found that out, every day I would go down there and pray in that area. Because I knew that that was my calling, which was to bring heaven to earth.
Yes, sir.
And I knew that that's what she was playing on the organ. I knew that's what her son was doing when he was murdered. And I knew that that's what I have to dedicate my life to, is bringing heaven to earth. That's what Christ told the disciples when they asked him to teach them how to pray.
Yes, sir.
And he told them, bring heaven to earth. You
Amen.
Know, so it ain't just about a prayer, it's about doing. You
Amen.
Know, I just want to say this, that a lot of people, Christians, believers, they think that they just sit around and they wait for God to come and do all the work.
Yes, sir.
But that's not how God operates.
Nope.
So God told Noah to build the ark.
Yes, sir.
But God did not build the ark for Noah. He told Noah how to build the ark.
That's right.
God told Moses to build the tabernacle, which is the first church.
Yes.
And God did not build the tabernacle for Moses. He told Moses how to build it, and Moses built it. God told Solomon how to build the He told Solomon to build it, but he didn't build it for Solomon. He
That's
told
right.
them how.
Yes, sir.
God told us how
Yes.
To bring heaven on earth.
Yes,
that was 2,000 years ago.
Yes, sir. Still stands today.
And man hasn't done it yet. So
that's
I'm happy to be a part of bringing it here today.
Amen. Thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, we're talking Real Talk with mayoral candidate Pastor Henry Anderson. Ladies and gentlemen, he is running for the mayor of Atlanta, Georgia, ladies and gentlemen, here in the United States. We're excited about that. You know, Pastor, you bring up a good point, a fact that, you know, God could have had his angels come down here and do all the work for us, but he said, nope, you guys do it yourself. I will tell you what to do. We'll give you all the materials. You can handle it. So I love it. So praise God for that. And it still stands today. It's called work, ladies and gentlemen. We must go to work. And that's what Pastor Henry Anderson is talking about today, ladies and gentlemen. It's about us changing the world for the kingdom of God. And we're excited about that, Pastor. Thank you so much for that insight again and reminding us that God is in charge of everything. He also gives us rights to do things. I love it. I love it. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Well, Pastor, we want to hear, outside of knowing that God has called you, what do you want to do for the city of Atlanta? I will let you kick it off like that. How about that? What do you want to do for the city?
Well, I want to pick up where Martin Luther King left off.
Yeah.
Because Atlanta is a great city.
Yes, it
Atlanta,
is.
Atlanta, through Martin Luther King,
yeah,
changed the whole United States right
yes,
here from Atlanta.
That's right,
you
globally.
Through Martin Luther
yeah
King.
Right.
You know, so God has a tendency of going back to finish something where he left off.
That's right.
You know, when we read the Bible from cover to cover, we see that Abraham went to Canaan, see that Joshua went to Canaan.
Yes, sir.
We see that David went to Canaan.
Yes, sir.
We see that Solomon and David were in Canaan. And
yes,
even
sir.
Jesus was in Canaan.
Yeah.
So God always goes back to finish something where he starts it.
Yeah, absolutely.
He never leaves anything incomplete.
Yes, sir.
So I'm happy to be in Atlanta, Georgia, to pick up where King left off. King was about citizenship in this country.
Yes, sir.
But it's more than just citizenship in this country. It's
yes,
about
sir
kingdom. Kingdom.
Yes.
Citizenship.
Yes, sir.
So we have to teach people how to be citizens of God's kingdom. I had a wonderful experience 15 years, actually.
Yes, sir.
At Newburgh Missionary Baptist Church.
Yes, sir.
Learning under Bishop Long about the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
He was a great kingdom teacher.
Yes, sir, he was.
I'm just so happy that I had that opportunity to learn about the kingdom from him and to be able to teach it even as a teacher in the public school system. And I actually led 1,500 students to Christ as a classroom teacher. Even
yes,
though
sir
I said I wasn't supposed to talk about God, I followed God's leading to lead 1,500 of his youth to Christ.
Yes, sir.
Thank God
yes, sir.
For his Holy Spirit enabling me to do that.
Yes, sir. Powerful, powerful.
And now those students are grown. And,
yes,
and I'm reaching out to those students to help me become mayor.
Yes, sir.
Because I taught my students history.
Yes, sir.
And have to make history.
Yes, sir.
Let them know that it was good to know history.
Yes, sir.
But it was better to make history.
Amen.
We have to make history. Atlanta
yes,
is a history-making place.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
King made history here.
Yes.
And we're going to make history here.
Yes,
we're
sir.
We're going to usher in God's kingdom and teach people how to love one another.
Amen.
Cain talked about love, and that's what God's kingdom does.
Yes.
God's kingdom is a loving kingdom.
That's right. That's exactly right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Real Talk with mayoral candidate, Pastor Henry Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, of Atlanta, Georgia. He is running for the city of Atlanta's mayoral race and also the office as well. We're talking to him about his run and, of course, his beliefs and his vision for the city as well. Well, Pastor, let's talk about your vision, if you will, as it relates to health initiative, because you know what's going on right now on the whole planet. Any thoughts about your vision for the health care and health initiatives for our city that we have?
The first thing we have to know about health is, where does God fit in? You know, where does God fit in when it comes to health?
Yeah.
And I discovered that in the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter, the second verse.
Yes, sir.
There's seven spirits. And each spirit is over a kingdom. And the kingdom of health,
yes,
has a spirit over it. And they've taken that spirit out of the health care environment.
Yes, sir.
So health is in bad shape. Anytime you take God out of a situation, it gets worse.
But that right.
So the spirit that they took out of healthcare is called power or might.
Mm-hmm.
And power or might is the spirit that raised Yeshua from the dead. And if the spirit can raise you from the dead, then that means that it can heal everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when Obama was president, he created health care, which they called Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
And the health industry became very angry with him.
Yeah.
Because that was a different kingdom than the political kingdom.
Yep.
So they was mad at him for interfering
with
the health kingdom.
Yes, sir.
And I understand that the health people had their own agenda.
Yes, sir.
How they was going to make money and how they wanted to not heal anybody, but to maintain sickness.
Yes, sir.
And we have to move away from maintaining sickness to healing people. I remember in 2000, I was diagnosed with diabetes.
Yes, sir.
And for 16 years,
mm-hmm,
I was maintained with diabetes.
Yes, sir.
Then I ran into Dr. Sabi Bowman's two daughters, and they healed me of diabetes.
Amen.
Not maintained me. They healed me.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
But it was natural medicine.
Yes, sir.
So they don't want to use natural medicine.
No.
When I become mayor, we're going to bring in natural medicine.
Yeah.
We're going to bring in natural healing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm tired of seeing people maintain when they can be healed.
Yeah.
You know,
Dr.
Sabi, who died in Honduras, he had healed AIDS, he had healed lupus, he has healed diabetes, not maintained, but healed. We have to heal people of disease.
Yes.
Not just maintain.
So
that's
love
the
it.
First priority is how to heal people.
Yes,
how
sir.
How to get them completely healed. That's number one.
Yes,
and
sir.
Maintenance is about making money off of people and not healing them. So
amen.
That's the main thing. What can we heal? What can we heal? What can we heal? Who can heal? You know, so that's the main thing. You got to heal people. You know, I don't. That's it. You know, healing is the priority.
Yes,
that's
sir.
The priority.
Yeah.
I used to work as a security guard. at places where people go for dialysis.
Yes, sir.
And I used to see so many young people.
Yeah.
I'm talking about in their teens and in their early 20s and 30s on dialysis.
Yeah.
And it just saddens me.
Yes, it does.
These people who are sick at that stage in their life.
Right.
And haven't really lived their life.
Yes.
And on dialysis where they haven't done what God wants them to do and haven't lived how God wants them to live.
Yes,
And lived out their destiny. So it's just very sad to me to see that.
Yes, sir.
You know, so healthcare has to be a priority.
Amen.
Here we have pandemics now, this COVID-19, you know, which is really a man-made disease. This did not come about by accident. It was man-made in China, but still man-made. And this is not China. And millions of people are dying right here in America from that disease. You know, so it's just sickening. You know, we know that there's a group of people who want to see population control. And we have to figure out and find out if this is a part of that control to create disease to bring down the population. You know, we can't let people just do anything they want to do to our sisters and brothers, our mothers and fathers, our relatives of all types, and just kill us off. You know, it's just not right. You need to put a stop to it, and those that are responsible need to be held accountable. To get
Amen.
Our healthcare back in check.
Yes, sir.
You know,
yes, sir.
They have to know that they just can't kill us off. We're not going to allow it.
Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen around the globe, if you're just joining us, we're talking to mayoral candidate for Atlanta, Georgia Legion, at the mayor's office there. Pastor Henry Anderson is running for the mayor's office, ladies and gentlemen, in Atlanta, Georgia. Our first segment is talking about healthcare, and one of his areas is prevention. To make sure we get in a preventive mode for all those ages, from babies all the way up to the elderly. So I'm excited about that, Pastor Henry Anderson. Thank you so much for that idea, for that goal for the city of Atlanta. You know, also, too, Pastor, as we move forward here in our questions for you, we got to talk about our wonderful opportunities in what we call our jobs and business area. What is your vision for jobs and businesses for the city of Atlanta, sir?
Well, jobs and business. Number one, I would say it the other way around.
Yeah.
Business and jobs.
There you go.
We have to have jobs, especially in the black community.
Yes,
the black
sir.
Community needs jobs, not jobs, but need businesses. They need to establish businesses so that they can provide jobs for relatives, friends, for that community. You know, when the people that were with Joshua, when they left the wilderness and came into the promised land, they gave them land. And, and they took the land. Read the book of Joshua. They took the land and they built agricultural businesses on that land so that they could feed themselves.
Yes, sir.
Then they went in there and started manufacturing clothes so that they can clothe themselves. Then they started chopping down trees and building houses.
Yes, sir.
They can house themselves. Now, one thing I used to tell my middle school students is that you tell when a person is grown, when they can feed, clothe, and house themselves.
Yes.
Then you know that they're mature and they are grown.
Yes.
And in America, the only people who can't feed, clothe, and house themselves is the black race. That's why other races disrespect the black race, because they're not feeding themselves, clothing themselves, or housing themselves. They must be able to do that in order to be considered adults, in order to be considered grown folks. So that's one thing that we got to do. We got to create those type of businesses for the black community.
Yes.
Automatic. And I know one business that I want to do in honor of Muhammad Ali is that we need to create a car manufacturing company.
Yeah.
Muhammad Ali wanted to do that in the 70s. But they wouldn't allow him to do that.
Right.
But that's one company I would like to see created in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Since they closed down all of the car manufacturing companies in Atlanta, that we create black car manufacturing companies right here in Atlanta.
Yes.
That'd be great.
That's a great idea.
That'd be marvelous.
Yes, it will be. Yes, that's a great area. Great area. I love it.
Just imagine how much money that would generate and how many jobs that would generate for the black community.
Yes, sir.
And business opportunities. They can invest in it as stockholders, and then they can, the creative ideas of designing cars, building cars, then manufacturing the car, then maintaining the car, then selling the car. I mean, the whole industry. You know, we got to start doing things from top to bottom.
Yes, sir.
From top to bottom.
I love it.
We gotta have businesses, clothing manufacturing, building houses.
Yes, sir.
Doing food manufacturing. All industries.
Yeah.
Need to be within the black community.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And poor whites. Poor whites as well. You know, they need opportunities too. You know, what they fail to realize is that there used to be black slaves. Now everybody's a slave.
Wow.
Everybody. Black, white, everybody. You know, are in servitude. You know? All they're able to do is work and pay bills.
Yes, sir.
When you're working and paying bills, you're a slave.
Yes, sir.
You're not free. Freedom is gone.
Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the world, we're talking real talk with Mayor candidate Pastor Henry Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, running for mayor of Atlanta, Georgia, one of the greatest cities on the planet. In fact, Pastor, I wanted to look up the population just for those who didn't know. Roughly a population of Atlanta, ladies and gentlemen, is 498,715. So that's a lot of folks, almost a half a million folks there, ladies and gentlemen, in the Atlanta area. And Pastor Henry Anderson is running for mayor for to help the people. And guys, we're here on the network. Call in numbers 347-843-4559. Call in number 347-843-4559. Well, Pastor, let's talk about your vision for our schools, because with all those wonderful businesses and jobs and coming, we got to make sure our folks are ready for it through the school system. What's your vision for our school, sir? What do you think need to be done?
Well, we need to be clear on schools. You know, it's very interesting that they had a school standard.
Yeah.
We need to clear that up. We need to clear that up. Because I was teaching in that school system. I was teaching in that room. And one day, I was teaching 6th, 7th grade, 8th grade, 6th grade, and there, my 6th grade students weren't doing well testing.
Mm-hmm.
And they did well in the 5th grade, but they
didn't do
well in the 6th grade.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to them and I asked them, I had a relationship with my students, they love me and I love them.
Yes,
and
sir.
I asked them, I said, did y'all take a stupid pill over the summertime and came back and from the 5th grade and into the 6th grade and you can't pass a test?
Hmm.
And they said, no, Mr. Anderson, the 5th grade teachers cheated with us. They gave us the answer.
Wow.
I said, what?
Wow.
They said, yeah. So they said, well, they give us the answers here in the 6th grade, Mr. Anderson.
Wow.
And that flabbergasted me, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I learned in New York when drug dealers got busted in New York, it was because they had rats in the drug community that would tell on them.
Yeah.
You know, so I said, all right, I'm going to act like I want to cheat. So that's what I did. I acted like I wanted to cheat, and there were teachers that were cheating that tried to pull me into that cheating community.
Wow.
And what they did was they would go to another county.
Yes, sir.
That would get the test before our county.
Wow.
And get the test. And
then
bring the test back to us and give it out to their confederate, and then they would help the teachers cheat.
Yes, sir.
So I asked my students, I said, do y'all want to cheat, or do y'all want to use God and have God help you?
Use your wonderful brain. How about that?
And the kid said, no, Mr. Anderson, we don't want to cheat. We want to go with God. That's what they told me.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's what we did.
Yep.
So they tried to set it up like I was cheating.
Oh, yeah.
And when they tried to set it up like I was cheating, the kids told them, no, Mr. Anderson ain't cheating, and then told them who was cheating.
Yep.
So they knew who was cheating. So they had an acting superintendent who I went to see about this situation.
Yes, sir.
And I asked her, I said, hey, I said, you going to help me get my name straight? She said, what's more important to you, your name or your job? So I said, no, my name is more important because the word says a good name is more important than anything else. You know what I'm saying? So they said they wasn't going to, you know, be involved with clearing up my name, so I just left. What was interesting to that is that I discovered that whole cheating scandal was done to get rid of the black teachers in Atlanta public schools.
Wow.
And they did that because they couldn't fire the black teachers with tenure.
Yeah.
So the only way to fire a teacher with tenure to catch them cheating.
Wow.
So that's why they did that. And the reason why they did that was because of gentrification.
Yeah.
Because white people did not want black people to teach their white students.
Right.
So they had to get rid of them. And the only way to get rid of them was to create a cheating environment. So that's why that whole cheating scandal came about, to get rid of black teachers. You know, so we need to know that. We need to, and then they hired a whole lot of white teachers, you know, to replace the black teachers that they got rid of. You see, and then another thing they did was that when I first came to Atlanta Public Schools, they had what they call African infusion, where they would show that African history was a part of every major discipline, core class. Every core class had African, Egyptian beginnings. And they used to show that in African infusion. So they took out African history out of the public school system in Atlanta.
Wow.
You know? So yeah. I don't know how you're going to take out African history when the majority of the students are African descendants.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so the whole system needs to be revamped.
Yes, sir.
Revamped.
So, Pastor, I'm thinking about the school board and all that. Does the mayor's office work with the school board at all in the city of Atlanta?
They're all intertwined.
Yeah.
They're intertwined. The school board, that's why they're all located in the same proximity downtown.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
You know?
So we got to get better results. That's the challenge. We got to get better results for our children. That's what we're talking about here and for the city. And because our children got to be ready for the future, you know? They got to be ready for the future.
No doubt. Yeah, they have to be ready for the future, but they have to, you see, children learn better when they can identify with education.
Absolutely.
When children know that Africans created mathematics, they have a better feel for mathematics. When they know that the first written book was an Egyptian book, then they know that it's good to know how to write and read.
Yes, yes.
You know, because we created it. You know
what Absolutely.
I'm saying? Absolutely. So that the beginnings of everything is where you find a love for things.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, it's important. Yeah, because it helps them recognize.
Yeah, it's very important. Right.
Yeah, it helps them recognize their identity, gives them self-awareness, self-esteem, and let them know that there's nothing they can't do if they put their
exactly.
mind to it. Yeah, with you on that one, Pastor. I'm with you on that one. But guess what, though? We as adults, ladies and gentlemen, we have to guide them to that understanding. They're not going to figure it out by themselves, all of them, anyway.
That was right. Yeah. And historically speaking, when you realize that there were African kings and African queens
mm-hmm.
and African gods,
yes, sir.
You know, you have a respect
yes, sir.
For yourself. You have a respect for others who are in that lineage, you know, because you respect kings and you respect queens and you respect gods.
Yes,
you
sir.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yes, sir.
So you have a tendency not to disrespect
right.
one another.
Yeah, it's like not, you know, I grew up where you didn't disrespect your mommy, daddy, or your grandparents or aunties and uncles.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Not even another adult. You didn't respect your neighbor.
That's right. Another adult. That's right. Even another
right.
adult. The way they were, you
right.
better. And so I'm excited about that.
And they might thank you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, they might thank you because we all look after one another.
Absolutely. Hey, Pastor, let me tell everybody who you are again. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're here with Pastor Henry Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, mayoral candidate for the city of Atlanta. He's running for the mayor, and we're having a great conversation here on some key topics for the city, his vision for the city. This is MLT Radio, ladies and gentlemen. We're excited about that. You know, Pastor, we got just because of time's sake here, I want to make sure We hit the housing area. We got to hit housing and home ownership a little bit, if you don't mind. What's your vision for those two areas, sir?
Well, number one, we have to treat everybody equal. And thus far, the black community has been gentrified, and hasn't been treated equally. Instead of giving black people housing, instead of giving black people land, it's been taken away from them, completely taken away from them. The gentry community, you know, when we was in school, when I was in school at least, we used to have to learn things from the roots of words. And gentry actually means kingdom people, gentry, kingdom people. So the gentry community, meaning white people that are taking over black communities, they consider themselves kingdom people, kings and queens. However, they're taking over the community of people who you find in Psalms 82, which are gods and children of the Most High, which are the black people whose communities they're taking. So kings and queens are taking over the communities of God's people. And God ain't going to go for that. You know, God's going to rectify that. So all of these communities are taking over the land of God's people who own housing in Atlanta. Mayor Shirley Franklin gave 50,000 to white people coming into the black community for housing. Then the predominantly black city council gave them an additional 40,000. And this 50 and 40,000, they didn't have to pay back to get housing in the black community. So they got $90,000 to move in the black community and to create a higher tax base for taxes on housing. So now you give them $90,000. Let's give some of these homeless people $90,000. Let's get them back into housing. And let's get housing for $50,000, $40,000, and $90,000. Those three levels of housing. Let them own their housing. Just like you allowed the gentry community to come in and own theirs. Let's put these black people back in the housing. The same black people that couldn't pay taxes and became homeless. You know, you got homeless adults, homeless elders who walk around the city in a daze because they can't figure out how the hell they got homeless.
Right.
Because they know they paid their taxes.
Right.
And they could. They know that they were paying their tithes. They know that they paid everything that they were supposed to pay, and they still end up homeless.
Right.
You know, that was not right for them to be tricked out of their housing.
Right.
You know, and then what we need to do, we know that it's a lie when they say affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
The hell with affordable housing. The only thing that affordable housing does is create rich people who build the affordable housing, which is not affordable. Because after they build it, they don't make it affordable. They still charge beyond the community's ability to pay. And you can tell that by all the people who were put out of project and lied to and said that they were going to be placed back in some of those places as affordable housing, and they didn't make it affordable. So they ended up homeless. So a lot of homeless people come out of the project too, because they weren't able to pay to live in those places that will replace that replaced the project. So it's time to stop playing games with people. It's time to stop shifting black people around and taking away land from them and putting them in the streets.
Amen. Amen.
Now, you could also make it where you build co-ops and you build condos. By building co-ops and condos, you build environments that people can own where they live. Everybody ought to own where they live. So that even when they transition,
mm-hmm.
they're able to leave those co-ops and condos to their children.
Yes, sir. Exactly.
Well,
but you got
to
have a plan.
Own where
they live. That's exactly
everybody.
Right. Amen.
If they can come in and boot us out,
and
refurbish those houses, then we should be able to and we should be able to build those co-ops and condos
for
the people who are homeless. So that creates jobs for them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In the housing community.
I love it.
Make those communities self-sufficient,
mm-hmm.
so that not only are they able to live in houses that they own, but that within that environment,
mm-hmm.
they have businesses that they own.
Yes.
They have manufacturing companies that they own.
Yes.
Clothing industries that they own.
Yes. Powerful, powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, with Real Talk with mayoral candidate Pastor Henry Anderson. Ladies and gentlemen, he's running for the mayor's race and for the mayor's office in Atlanta, Georgia, ladies and gentlemen. And we're excited about him being with us. We've been talking about some great topics, health initiatives. We talked about business and jobs. We talked about career planning for our young people and schools, what he's planning, his vision for that, healthcare. You know, our last area, because of time passed, I wanted to talk to you about is the infrastructure. We got to talk about our roads, our bridges, and our city infrastructure. What's your vision for the future for Atlanta in that area?
Well, you know, there was a time I knew a person, a young lady, that was married to a gentleman that used to build highways and
mm-hmm.
design highways here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And she brought it to my attention that
mm-hmm.
some of the infrastructure was completely backwards,
mm-hmm.
you know, in terms of exits off a highway and entrances on highways, you know. So I think that we're going to have to take a real close look at our infrastructure. You know, we're going to have to take a real close look at our roads that need to be refurbished, our roads that need to be redone. You know, and we need to make sure that it's done in a timely fashion, so
mm-hmm.
that it doesn't cost twice and triple the money.
Yeah.
Because we want to do it at night instead of in the daytime.
Yeah.
You know, or do it at times when it's just not appropriate.
Yeah.
You know, we need to take a survey of everything. You know, at one time, so we can get a total picture of what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Then we need to get federal money to do it, not just use all our local money, but get some federal money to go in there and fix up our infrastructure.
Yes, sir.
You know, we can't use it all, you know, all our city money and state money. We need some Fed money to go in there and fix the infrastructure. You know?
Fantastic. I love it. Yeah, there's a lot of, as you know, Pastor, there's a lot of opportunities there, a lot of work We want to make sure that our businesses, if they're in Atlanta, are also qualified and set up with some of these contract money as well.
Yes.
Contract coming for the city, for the counties, for the state, federal, that they come into the city, of course, for businesses that can bid on those and also get those bids as well if they qualify, so they can help build that structure up and, of course, build their business up as well professionally and accurately and safely as
now,
well. So that's pretty powerful.
One thing that we need to do when it comes to bidding, back in the day when I was involved in housing in New York,
yes, sir.
They talk in terms of bidding. They always said that if it was in the black community, 10% of the bid had to go to a black business.
Right.
Well, if it's in the black community, it should be 90%.
Yeah.
Need to go to a black business. Not 10%. I mean, what the hell are they talking about? 10% needs to go to businesses outside of the black community.
Mm-hmm.
But 90% need to go to the black community. Let's get our head right. You know, let's get our mindset right. You know, if it's in the black community, 90% needs to stay in the black community. 10% can go out. So we need to put things in its proper perspective, in its proper order.
Yes, sir. That's absolutely right. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, we're talking real talk with mayoral candidate, Henry Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, running for the mayor's seat in Atlanta, Georgia. We are so excited about the pastor. He is Henry Anderson, ladies and gentlemen. He is a kingdom politician, and we want to give him a round of applause right now, because we're going to get ready to keep it moving, ladies and gentlemen. But we thank God for Pastor Henry Anderson being with us on the network today. Yeah. Pastor, we wanted to give you those final minutes. If you don't mind, we'd love to give you some final minutes or some final thoughts to close this out. God bless you.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Pastor, yeah, we'd like to give you some final thoughts there. Anything you'd like to tell us and share with the network? Thank you so much.
Well, just that we have to put God
come on now
back into everything.
Yeah,
we need
to
put God back in the school. Because when you put God back in the school, then there's no Columbine. You need to put God back into business. You need to put God back into health care. You need to put God back into media.
Mm-hmm.
You need to put God back into every kingdom, all seven kingdoms that make up a nation.
Yes.
And then we end up with a godly nation.
Mm-hmm.
And we put God back into everything. You know, we have to do that, you know, and I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to not be greedy. I'm willing to be the way God wants me to be.
Amen.
You know, to be able to share kingdom wisdom with everybody.
I love
you know,
it. I love it.
And it's going to be great. Now,
yes,
there's a young lady that's been very helpful to me. That's a godly woman, Miss Peggy Daniels.
Absolutely.
And I would like to give her a little time. Give her some time to make a statement. I appreciate her help and her assistance, and I want to say that on the air.
Amen. And Ms. Peggy, I do have your number here. I'm going to open up your line if you like, however you want to do that. Thank you. Your line is open.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kevin, and I appreciate you having us on today.
Absolutely.
I just want the pastor to know, want everyone to know that if they would like to meet with the pastor, he will be out helping Algie's House, which is my organization. He'll be helping us give out food and clothes and toiletry items, different things to the homeless on the 25th of this month. And they can find out the time and the date and the place on his Facebook page. All they have to do is search on Facebook for Pastor Henry Anderson, Mayor of Atlanta. And if they would like to donate to his campaign to help support him, they can cash app him at $man of God. All right.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, Peggy. I appreciate that. That is some great information, ladies and gentlemen. We're here talking to great people here today. Real Talk with mayoral candidate, Pastor Henry Anderson, running for mayor of Atlanta. So, Peggy, thank you so much for that powerful information, ladies and gentlemen. And we're excited about reporting that and getting that out on the network as well. Thank you so much. Well, Pastor Henderson, Pastor Henry Anderson, thank you so much for being with us today. We're excited about you. Know that we're praying for you, but we're also supporting you as well. Yep. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, also to Pastor Henry Anderson mentioned, ladies and gentlemen, about the seven mountains. I just want to let you know the seven mountains are in business, government, family, religion, media, education, and entertainment. Those are the ones I pulled up very quickly. Those are the areas that we must control for the kingdom of God. That's what I believe. That's what Pastor Henry was talking about, and we're excited about that. So, yeah. I love it. I love it. Got to control all of it for the kingdom, right? Amen. Well, Pastor Henry Anderson, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome.
We're excited about you. And you're always welcome to come back. We'd love to have some updates from you and Peggy in the future as things go forward, and feel free to schedule some time in the future as the Lord leads you. So we're really excited about that. So thank you so much, Pastor Henry Anderson, candidate, former mayoral candidate for the city of Atlanta. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Anderson. Thank you so much. Amen. Well, what a wonderful time, ladies and gentlemen. What a wonderful time of day. And we're just excited about what God is doing. I want you to continue to pray for Pastor Henry Anderson, ladies and gentlemen. Continue to pray for Peggy, ladies and gentlemen, Peggy Daniels. Pray for everybody that you know. Pray for yourself, right, Pastor? They can pray for themselves. Pray for yourself. Pray for each other. You know, you lay hands on yourself. You don't have to wait till you get time to your pastor. Lay hands on yourself when your pastor's too busy, you know. But seriously, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to enjoy your wonderful life. God died that you would have life and have it more abundantly. And you have so much power in his name, ladies and gentlemen, where we can help change the world, help change a city like Atlanta, Georgia, with the mayoral candidate vision, Pastor Henry Anderson, on the helm, ladies and gentlemen. So we want you guys to go check out Facebook page and give us a holler. If you need to get in touch with them, let us know. You can contact this network as well. I'll make sure Pastor Henry and Anderson gets the information to Peggy and everybody else on the staff as well. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Pastor Henry Anderson, we salute you, man. Thank you so much, sir, for your time today.
God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
God
bless
you. Hey, Kevin, I'm sorry. Can I say one more thing?
Absolutely, Ms. Peggy. You got your mic open. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I do apologize for that. But Pastor Anderson is a write-in candidate. So when someone goes to vote, his name may not be on the ballot, so you may have to write it in. So we want everybody to remember, write in Henry Anderson as mayor of Atlanta.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for that key piece of information. That's wonderful. And also, too, Peggy, when's that race coming up?
It's November the 2nd.
November the 2nd. Fantastic. Yeah, because I didn't write that down earlier. Thank you so much for that.
November 2nd, he's a write-in candidate.
Amen. That's right. Thank you so much for that. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Real Talk with mayoral candidate Pastor Henry Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, writing candidate for the mayor office, ladies and gentlemen, coming up real soon. That's November the 2nd, 2021. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. And this has been Elder Kevin Vaughn with you on the MLT Global Network. We thank you so much for joining us today. I want you guys to remember that always, always, always out love, out forgive, and outserve each other. And remember that Jesus is Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Take care. We'll see you next time. Remember that you can go to Blog Talk. blogtalkradio.com/menlesstalk, blogtalkradio.com/menlesstalk, to hear this conversation with Pastor Henry Anderson on the wonderful time that we're having. So we're excited about him being with us today. But you can listen to this over and over again on the network, ladies and gentlemen. If you got any questions, just give me a holler. I'd be glad to send it to you as well. This interview with Pastor Henry Anderson is recorded and available on the network. Go to blogtalkradio.com/men/let's-talk, or give me a holler and make sure you get the information. Y'all take care, and again, know that Jesus loves you, and we love you too. Bye-bye now. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, it's been a great time with you today. We had a wonderful interview with Pastor Henry Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, right in Canada for the mayoral race, ladies and gentlemen, in Atlanta, Georgia. And we just thank you so much for joining us again. I want you to enjoy your wonderful day today, and of course, the future as well. Enjoy your month of September, ladies and gentlemen. Take care, continue to pray for each other. And again, thank you so much for joining us on the MLT Radio Network. This is Elder Kevin Baum, thanking God for everything. Thanking God for his awesomeness and who he is through his son, Jesus the Christ. Thank you so much, everybody. Take care, and we'll see you one more time in the future. Let's get a Lord a hand clap of praise as we go out right now. Y'all better praise God every chance you get. Amen.